Y Jesús dijo, yo soy la luz del mundo. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. Lent is the season for honesty. It is the season when the church is slowed down long enough to let God examine our hearts. We confess what we have done and what we have left undone. We name our sins, we name our blindness. And yet today, in the middle of Lent, the church speaks about light. Not because we are finishing repenting, not because everything is resolved, but because the light of the world is already breaking in. All the readings for today ask one question. How do I see? How do we see? In the Old Testament, the prophet Samuel is grieving over Saul's failure as the king of Israel. The future is unknown. We can all relate about the future of our nation, communities, and church, as we don't know what's going to happen. In the midst of the fear, God sends Samuel to Bethlehem to anoint a new king. Jesse presents his sons, strong, capable, impressive. Samuel assumes the tallest, the strongest, must be the one. But God interrupts him. The Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord see the heart. David is not even in the room. He's out in the field tending the sheep. He's overlooked, forgotten, and yet he's chosen. Already this reading is exposing my own assumptions of how I see things. We live in a culture that surely knows how to measure worth by achievement, stability, and influence. We know how to recognize success. We think we know how to identify the right candidate for the job. But God sees differently, and Lent is helping us to examine ourselves and ask, where have I been looking only at appearances, whom I have failed to see? Paul, in the letter to the Ephesians, reassures us. Once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. Notice the boldness of the claim. Not you are trying to become light. Not you are searching for light. You are light. At our baptism, we renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupts God's creation. We renounce the blindness that distorts our vision. Our identity confers as God's children. And because we belong to Christ, we are called to live as children of light. Paul tells us the light exposes our brokenness and blindness. Not that the world can make us nervous, but the exposure in the scripture is not humiliation, it's healing. We cannot repair what we refuse to see. We cannot reconcile what we will not acknowledge. Lent reminds us to allow God to examine our hearts and help acknowledge our moral and spiritual blindness. In the Gospel of John, we meet a man born blind. And immediately the disciples ask, who sin? The disciples operating under the assumption expressed in Exodus that sins of the parents are visited upon the children. They want a simple answer. They need to find someone to blame. Jesus refused that explanation. Jesus said, neither this parent nor this man sin. This man is blind so that the God's glory can be revealed. Jesus rejects the idea that suffering is a result of punishment. Sometimes suffering is not a result of our wrongdoing. Sometimes suffering becomes the place where God's grace is revealed. I can relate to how painful it can be when we assume the suffering can be our fault. I remember how difficult it was for my family when our son began struggling academically from the moment he entered preschool. Eventually, we learned that our son's disability was the reason we began to see the world differently. It was the reason to help us to understand that we needed to find a way to make our son feel included. It was the reason that I was able to understand that my child's developmental disability will be the reason that would help me to make all children feel included. If I wanted to help my son, I needed to learn how to advocate for inclusive learning opportunities for my child. And while I was doing that, I began to help other parents out as well to see that. I realized that because of my own difficult experience in finding supportive communities, I needed to ask our church to be more welcoming and understanding of families with children with special needs. As the story continued, Jesus says, I am the light of the world, and Jesus heals the man. Although what unfolds next is not just a healing story, it is a story about interrogation and sight. The man gradually comes to see more clearly who Jesus is. This man recognized Jesus when the Pharisees questioned him about his healing. First, the man called Jesus. Later, he is a prophet. Then he declares, if this man were not from God, how he will perform my healing? And finally, when he encountered Jesus again, Lord, I believe. The religious authorities could not recognize the power of the blind man's confession because they were too focused on maintaining the religious tradition. For them, the only thing that matters was that Jesus has violated the Sabbath by performing a healing miracle. The only people who insist they see clearly are the ones who remain blind. And Jesus said something. If you were blind, you would have not seen. But now that you said, we see your sins remain. The danger is not blindness. The danger is thinking we have nothing left to learn. Lent is not about shaming us. It is about awakening us. It is about allowing Christ to open the blindness of our soul. Langston Hughes wrote a poem about Helen Keller. She, in the dark, found light, brighter than many ever see. She, within herself, found loveliness through the soul's own mastery. As we are preparing to come to our communion table, perhaps the most faithful prayer we can pray is this: Lord, help me see as you see. Lord, help me see my neighbor as you see them. Lord, help me see the suffering of this world as you do. Lord, expose the ways I have been blind. Lord, expose the places where I have preferred comfort over courage. Because it is in the communion table where Christ gives himself to us. The light of the world places himself into our hands, reminding us of our baptismal identity of who we already are. And as we come forward today into our communion table, may we come not as people who already see clearly, but as people who are willing to learn how to see. And in that scene, shine. Amen.